Well, the bells are going to kind of be nice. We're obviously not outside at the church. We've been kicked out of our churchyard a few times. And it's cold today.
So cold today. Yeah. What a buzzkill, too. It was, you know, the wind was howling today. It felt just so frigid and freezing out.
The final day of South by Southwest 2010.
And it
started with rain.
Such a shocker. It was sprinkling out. It was gray. And it had just been so beautiful all week. And then this, and then today, it just took this horrible turn. Weather-wise,
we're just working in the mines, aren't we? It's just the worst job in the world.
How am I going to go to the outdoor garden party for Domino Records when it's this cold?
You get handed you get handed a beer, and your hand is cold.
So the first thing we did was went to a video shoot in a hotel.
Bob and I started our day off with Timber Tambor.
Oh, nice.
Timber Tambor's a Canadian artist. He's a guitar player. He's a singer with a sort of an unusual voice. Kind of a, I describe it as spooky music. His album covers are creepy.
Yeah, very distinctive voice. And I asked him during the shoot how he found his voice, if he just opened his mouth and that's what came out. And he said no, he had spent a lot of time doing very quiet, private singing until he got to the point where he is now. So
until it was spooky enough to release.
Spooky enough. It is just such a haunting voice. It really sticks with you. It's just mesmerizing. Anyone who hasn't listened, look up Timber Tambor, and you will love what you hear.
And you'll see a video of him performing with another musician who played auto harp, which is sometimes the instrument that people laugh about, but it was quite beautiful.
And then
a fiddle player. And then that same auto harp player picked up a lap steel through a little tiny amplifier with like a 2-inch speaker that just sounded beautiful in this gorgeous room at the Driscoll Hotel with really huge ceilings. So it was natural reverberation when we put the headphones on them to let them hear back the recording to see how their mix, quote unquote, is, because you do this live. There's no one microphone, so they're mixing themselves, so to speak. Jaws just dropped every time. They said, it sounds so gorgeous, and it did.
Oh, wow.
It
was perfect. That's the way they used to do it. One mic in a space that got the ambience.
The space was always magic. So that's how we started the day off.
Nice.
We'll put that online. It'll also be in the live concert podcast where all of the music from what we've done over the past 6 weeks that we've been here.
I was thinking about this morning, and I was like, was that Tuesday?
What is that over there? Is that a camel?
It's a camera. Can you not tell the difference between a camel and a camera?
Sorry.
That's okay.
I forget it. I haven't slept in several days. I think I'm starting to hallucinate a little bit.
So what'd your day start off with?
I started off with, last year I went to the Rachel Ray party, the Rachel Ray-sponsored party. Immediately walked in, grabbed a free mojito, and saw Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros for the first time.
Which you came away with a few surprises.
Which I was completely, I wept like a little girl, and it was great. And so this
I don't see how that's different from any other day.
It's a lot like every day at the office. I walk in, I greet Robin, and then I weep like a little girl. But
sans mojito.
Sans mojito. We're constantly trying to get like a mojito a bar set up at the end.
I keep trying to get a line item in our budget for that.
This year, by contrast, I walk in, go and get a Bloody Mary, and I'm immediately treated to Matthew McConaughey introducing a reggae band.
What? Seriously?
I couldn't get on Twitter right away. Twitter was down at the time, and I was like, I feel like I need to register my discontent somehow. So anyway, it got better from there, and I got to stand like 3 feet behind Rachel Ray as she freaked out dancing to Andrew W.K.
That's awesome.
Thus winning her a permanent place in my heart.
No kidding.
I also saw her, awesome. I saw her, at any Rachel Ray function, has to have Rachel Ray's husband's band. The name of which I can't remember because I kept referring to it as the Rachel Ray Husband.
My default band name, and I don't know the band name, is Mustang. Just call the band Mustang. It was Mustang.
Okay, let's move on from there. Did you understand
I think Robin...
I have not slept in several days.
I did at that party see a band that could have been called Mustang, called J. Roddy Walston and the Business. Probably should have been called
that
Mustang.
That sounds like a Mustang band.
And I enjoyed it. It was just like very like like long stringy hair flying, rock and roll. Enjoyed that, and yeah, that was pretty much my morning. I hung around well into the afternoon and enjoyed that.
I came 1,000 miles to see Lelou. Lelou is a DC-based band who have been around and we've quite liked for a long time, and I never have seen them live. And then I saw Pri, who was
another DC.
She was a singer in Lelou.
Yeah.
And I liked her. Imagine Joanna Newsom had a rock band.
Huh.
And, oh, totally. Yeah, that's exactly.
I liked it a lot.
I don't know if I would go see that.
we featured Pri on
P-R-E-E.
Second Stage this time last year.
And Lelou is L-E-L-O-U-P. And I know, Robin, you're a huge fan of Lelou.
Yeah, I love Lelou.
Yeah.
I actually saw a band I really, really loved tonight. I only caught like the last three songs. And I'd heard of them and heard a few of their songs and always liked it, but was really, really taken with it. Do you know Hey Marseille?
No.
Okay, check out Hey Marseille.
Spell it. okay, never mind.
Okay, it's 2:30 in the morning on night 4, but it's H-E-Y.
That
and then M-A-R-S-E-I-L-L-E-S, right? Like the city.
L-M-N-O-P.
Hey Marseille. I thought they were fantastic. Really colorful pop music. I think I actually put a song of theirs on the Austin 100, which hopefully people will still be able to listen to on our site for a few more days. They're from Seattle, and they played it at a church, which is, you know, obviously is a recurring theme. We're seeing a lot of bands performing in churches here. And I thought they were wonderful. Everybody, like I said, everybody should check out Hey Marseille. That was one that jumped out at me.
I ran over to see Rai Rai, who's the Baltimore rapper that we played on our show.
And Carrie.
Carrie's not here, and she couldn't go.
Carrie would also like us to know that Quasi was great last
night. We have a concert by Quasi on the site now that one of our member stations did.
So I walked in the door to see Rai Rai, and the place was pretty packed, and I thought, I must be late. I'm never going to get anywhere near the stage to see this. And there's a guy in there with a little, one of those goatee beards and playing a violin through a bunch of processing and a drummer. And it was kind of a little worldy music, and I wasn't really thinking much about it. I was just, this isn't Rai Rai is all I was thinking about it. And I thought, oh, this is going to end soon, and it went on for another song and another song. And by the third song, I was absolutely taken by this band.
Oh, really?
Beats Antique is what I found out was the name of the band.
Beats Antique.
Beats, the word Beats, B-E-A-T-S, Antique. And they had two belly dancers. They were absolutely brilliant, because you would think this is about the point of tackiness, that this is when you know, probably leave. But they're brilliant dancers. And then at the end of their show, they all put on animal heads.
Of course they did.
One had a bird head, one had a tiger, and the other, I don't remember anymore. And it was absolutely brilliant. Their performance was just fantastic.
I haven't listened to a word you've said. I have not paid attention to.
And I'm the only one who isn't hallucinating.
They're just these prattling jackasses.
I forgot where I was
right
for a minute.
I do want to add that
for like an hour.
The name of this bar they were in was called Peckerheads.
Yes.
I'm going to say.
I got a text from you. How do I tweet the fact that I'm in a bar called Peckerheads watching belly dancers?
That's exactly.
I love this town.
And then, so it turned out Rachel Ray was in the next room right after the Beats Antique went on.
You just said Rachel Ray.
Did I say Rai Rai?
Right. And I was thinking, wait a minute, so you were right near Steven and you didn't even know the whole time?
Rachel Rai Rai.
We're having that. What is that high you have when you've been deprived of oxygen?
So, first of all, I want to put my arm around you, Robin, because a couple of things were happening at that show at the Rai Rai.
You guys just hugged audibly.
At the Rai Rai show, because Rai Rai was on and people were enjoying Rai Rai, but every once in a while, on the left side of me, behind me, people were screaming. And as it turns out, they were watching the basketball game, and I saw Iowa very, very happy today. And
Northern Iowa beat my alma mater, University of Kansas.
And I felt for you that.
I texted Robin my deepest condolences, which you guys can return the favor when Wisconsin loses to Cornell tomorrow.
Probably, yeah.
So.
Anyway, I want to see Rai Rai at a proper venue, because this wasn't it. P.S.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about my day?
Yeah, we're getting there.
I'm not saying that you weren't getting to me. I'm just asking if you want to get.
See, a little sensitive.
It was very needy.
I'm tired. I got a flight to catch in a few hours. I'm sorry.
Did you see any bands?
I did today. I kind of had one.
Wasn't it cold out, Stephen?
It was really cold outside. I think we should complain about that some more.
Well, I actually did have my big thing today is I wanted to go to the Domino Records garden party at the French Legation Museum, which is this beautiful garden area just east of the downtown area. And it was so cold. It's an outdoor show, and it was just so cold it made it nearly impossible to really hang out like I wanted to do today. But I did see a few acts before I finally called it quits, just because I couldn't. Honestly, the wind was howling. It was in a tent. The tent poles were just rattling, and you know, the roof of the tent was flapping in the wind, and everyone was just shivering watching these acts. And on the way there, it's a bit of a walk. It's about a mile away. And while I was walking there, I passed the 40 Watt Club party that they were doing. Do you know what the 40 Watt is? It's a bar in Athens, Georgia, that I went to a lot when I lived there because I get some great acts. And they had three stages set up, and each one of the stages was named for an artist who's died in the past year, including Vic Chestnut. And I wasn't planning on going there, but I passed it on the way, so I popped in and caught a couple acts. One was called the Holy Liars, another one was Spring Tigers. And Spring Tigers was this, you know, one of those bands that has a lot of members. Everyone was standing up, including the drummer. And he had a kick drum, so he's standing up while he's playing. Incredible energy. You know, it's just one of those big, messy, rambling, grungy, dirty rock bands. And it was a great show. It felt like 6 in the morning, but it was probably already noon or something at that point. But it was a lot to take in, a lot of noise that early in the day for me. But got to the French Legation Museum. And the first act that I caught was a band called Malachi. Have you heard of
them? Saw them at the Onion Party a couple days ago.
Had not heard of Malachi. I Googled them afterwards, and it turns out there's a whole bunch of different bands named Malachi or The Malachi. Yeah. You want the one that's from Bristol, England, and it's a duo. It's two guys on stage. And, you know, we've been talking a lot of this week about how they're playing with laptops or drum machines. These two guys played nothing. There were no instruments at all. It was a guy at a mic and then a guy at a table with a laptop. And the guy on the laptop was, I guess, basically hitting play and was playing the music, and the guy at the mic was just singing with the music. But now, at the same time, it totally blew me away. It was amazing. This guy, he was dressed in this long coat and a top hat. He looked like Tom Waits if he'd been recast in a remake of Oliver Twist or something. And he had one of those one of those wild, crazy, you know, really gravelly voices. And he just commanded he just had such a presence on stage. I just loved it. And then after him was Villagers.
Oh, right, I wanted to see that.
Which was just amazing, just gorgeous. The singer is Connor O'Brien, I think is his name. Not to be confused with Connor Oberst. They sound very much alike. And it was just him and his guitar.
Irish,
he's from Dublin.
Yeah.
I guess he has a full band, but it was just him and his guitar. Just an incredible voice. He played nylon string guitar. He was freezing cold. He was wearing just this hoodie, and he kept stopping and saying, you know, I can barely play.
I've come all the way from Dublin.
Yeah, it is so cold. I can barely move my fingers. And at one point, I realized during his set that I had lost all track of time.
Oh, wow.
I thought, I've forgotten that it's freezing cold out. I've forgotten that I'm sitting here in the wind, howling wind, and he just completely transported me just at the power. You know, let's be totally honest. The world is not suffering from a lack of singer-songwriters, right?
Yeah.
The world is not suffering from a lack of earnest, heartfelt singers with their guitar taking a stage.
True.
And this guy managed to stand out in what is clearly an incredibly crowded field on a horrible day and really just make it special. And he was amazing. He's going to tour again with the full band later on this summer, and I hope he can. I talked with his manager afterwards. They hope to come through D.C. and hopefully we can get them in for a time.
Say the name one more time.
Villagers from Dublin. really incredible. And then after that, edited those videos that are going to go up and that we shot earlier today. And then...
Of Timber Tambor.
And then I saw... Bob, I ran into you at the Bewitched Hands on the Top of Our Heads, the band from France that we talked about on the preview show. And I don't know what you thought, but I just thought they were wonderful. Just incredible energy. And wasn't doing it for you?
I left after the second song.
You've got the attention of a 5-year-old. How many shows have I been at where you've gotten up, looking at you, walking away, staring down at your iPhone for the next show to go
see? I have to say, I'm kind of like a goldfish at these things.
The next show I went to, I really wanted to see Kings Go Forth. I was really torn between those two things. And I had I didn't remember what Bewitched Hands on the Top of the Head sounded like, other than I thought they were sort of an ambient sort of band, and I thought this would be just perfect. And I ran into two folks from KUT, and I'm really, really sorry. And I said, "You want us to hear something nice and pretty in a church?"
So I brought not be further from the sound of that band.
Totally not. And I just wasn't there. And I thought, if I'm just going to see sort of a rock and roll band, which is, you know, they were a pop band, and if I'm going to just see that, I'm going to go see the Kings Go Forth, because I was really excited to see them. And I literally ran to get there, and I did make the last song.
And you didn't have a heart attack along
and they
the
were
way.
Tomorrow when it all stops. Yeah. They were absolutely sensational. They
Kings, really, Go Forth,
Kings Go Forth? Kings Go Forth, a Midwest band.
From what state?
They were from something with a W. Winneapolis.
Wanzas? Well, let me just finish with Bewitched Hands on the Top of Our Heads. They are a euphoric, jubilant band, and after you left, they had several songs where the drummer came from around the drum kit. They were all lined up with their arms around each other, the front of the stage. Just the guitarist was playing, and they were all singing in unison. It was just jubilant.
Oh, wow.
It was really, really wonderful, amazing, uplifting.
Then we
music.
Both had a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Yeah.
And then after that, I saw what I will call the highlight of the day, which was Mini Mansions, another band talked about.
M-I-N-I
from Los Angeles, that trio from Los Angeles. Another drummer who stood up.
Yeah, I've seen some.
What is
some
that?
Great drumming this last.
Yeah, it has been. I mean, you know, last
Givers.
Year I remember you talking about how disappointed you were with a lot of drummers,
yeah,
and I've seen
not
so many
year.
Amazing yeah. drummers this year.
Yeah.
Is there like a drum camp that we should credit for this? Is there some?
I don't know, but they were amazing, and I wanted to buy all the guys in the band a beer afterwards. They just were
maybe
incredible.
The price of Vans has come down.
I was thinking maybe there's like a game for the Wii that they're all playing.
Wii drummer,
the Wii drummer.
But what's with the standing and drumming?
I don't know.
I think it's a good call.
Yeah. Yeah, it is
I mean,
a good
you
call.
See, you see the that happened in Avid Brothers, you know, when they do just the kick drum, and it is pretty cool.
So Bob and I saw the Big Star tribute.
Wait a minute now.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh,
the most important part of my night, Robin's gift to me.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm going to skip
out.
Over Vado in Mexico because
I'm sorry,
we did,
America.
We did put the video. We did put the video of Vado in Mexico up. They were the band from London with members from Italy, from Mexico, and one more from Austria. They were brilliant. They were really, really good.
Awesome.
Playing in a hotel lobby of the Hilton. It was just so sad, but they're really talented.
Wait,
have
then
I
the lobby?
Them
well, okay.
Once, I've told them a thousand
the atrium.
Times. Put Vado in Mexico first and puppet show second.
Well,
so it was in the atrium, right
so
near the escalator.
So they found a more sterile, forbidding location in the Hilton than that 18th floor.
That's right, they did.
Oof.
So anyway,
but
my hat goes off to them. You know, they did a nice performance, a nice mix of people. And then I went to get my secret South by Santa gift, which was the lovely eggs.
Nice.
And I went to this tent. It was bitter cold. There were some people there.
All dressed like Bob Boylan.
One of them came up to me and said, "Are you Bob Boylan? I heard about the Lovely X-ray show," and I completely distanced myself from him. I'm very sorry.
He slowly backed away. Said,
"Who is this Bob Boylan?"
And there they were in all their glory, the guy and the girl. Her voice was a lot more irritating live than it was on record.
That's saying an awful lot.
And I stayed through the entire show.
Wow, Bob.
But that doesn't end there, because I gave you a bonus gift with that gift, which was Perry.
So I went and saw a fuzzy, a guy dressed in a fuzzy hamster suit.
Location. It should be noted that many of the events we're describing are actually Bob's hallucinations.
The truth is, the Bob belly has dancer. Never left this hotel room.
Wait a minute, now that I think about it, the people with heads on like tigers and a guy in a hamster suit, I think I've got a theme today.
And that theme is the slow descent into madness of Bob Boyle.
Steven and I aren't even here. This is all happening in Bob's head right now. He's soaking in the tub. And
Harry Grip was so funny.
This is Hamster on a Piano guy.
This is the guy. He took the runaway video on YouTube where a hamster's laying down on his back eating popcorn on a piano and made a song out of it. Well, he had a 10-piece marching band behind his hamster suit.
Of course he did.
It makes me think that I need a 10-piece marching band behind me.
What you need is a hamster suit.
That's true.
Anyway, I loved Perry Grip. He was basically a comedian in a hamster suit. Anyway, so from that little bit, we...
God bless you, Bob Boylan. That's why you're one of my favorite people in the world.
It's why I despise you, Bob Boylan.
And then I met Stephen at, you know, just a slight change of atmosphere at the Alex Chilton Memorial.
Right.
Smooth
segue.
When I directed All Things Considered, we used buttons to get from one thing to another. We could have used a button right there.
A little musical segue. Take us from Hamster on a Piano to the recent death of Alex Chilton from Big Star and the Box Tops. And Big Star was supposed to play tonight, and Alex Chilton died on Wednesday, and so. You had the question of, what do you do? It doesn't really make sense to sort of leave that time slot empty. And his band was here. His band consisted more members of the Posies than there were members of Big Star. Until tonight, Andy Hummel actually came back and performed as part of the band.
So John
Auer and Ken Stringfellow from the Posies. Andy Hummel came back for a few songs, and Jody Stevens.
The drummer. Big Star, the lead drummer.
Yeah, they brought in sort of a revolving cast of guest musicians and singers to sing Big Star songs, and it was lovely. I mean, it was certainly not, you know, it's just such a tricky thing to handle. I mean,
it wasn't highly choreographed. It was all kind of thrown together, but everybody, you know, all these songs meant something to these people, and the songs they did, you know, they didn't do all the great ones, but they did.
They didn't do 13 or Kangaroo. Right.
But the songs they did were, you know, they were good pop songs. And Alex Chilton, we were talking about this, but Alex Chilton isn't well known. He's loved by people who write about music, and I think because he's sort of the underdog. He's, you know, he's one of those people put out a great record, and the label doesn't. The label folds or moves.
He's also beloved by people who write music. I mean, he's a musician.
Yeah, it's that too.
And for the same reason,
in part. That's right.
But there was a revolving cast of sort of.
And there were a lot of tears. I mean, the people around me, a lot of people crying, a lot of people, you know, when the song would go fists in the air and hugging each other. A lot of love in the room. It was a very different way to end South by Southwest. But it also was a very different way to begin.
The show opened with a statement from his wife.
That was read by somebody here in Austin. His wife couldn't make it for obvious reasons. And it was very touching. She talked about him in ways, the way he thought and about music, which was, he's a very analytical guy, she said in her statement. But he's also a very, you know, go out of his way for somebody who's homeless, had a big heart. But very analytical at the same time. He'd listen to a piece of music and he'd pull it apart, whether it's, you know, Bach or whether it's Beatles, you know.
Yeah, it was listing off a lot of his favorite artists and talking about how much he loved everybody from, classical composers to Teenage Fan Club and how much all that music meant to him.
But for a lot of musicians who were here, maybe generationally, I don't know. It was hard to know how many of younger musicians know his work. They will more, I think. You know, that's what happens when people die.
It does. I was thinking, I hope a lot of people we'll go back and listen to the Big Star Records,
which just were re-released and remastered this year in a nice, you know, so that's the thing to get. But it set the tone for many people, maybe many more of the older musicians, maybe a lot of the organizers of the festival, a lot of the critics that came here. They know Alex Chilton, and it set the tone for it, and it ended, that tone, you know, sort of wrapped up, and those emotions carried forth, and a nice tribute.
And it was a nice array of guest performers. I mean, Evan Dando from the Lemonheads, M. Ward, Sandra Lerka, Chris Stamey, Mike Mills, Amy Spies, Susan Cowsill, the Watson Twins. You know, it was a nice array of artists, most of whom just performed one song. Andy Hummel came back several times. Kind of a bittersweet way to end the festival.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's how the festival began, really.
That's right.
With that news.
And we'll put, I don't know about you, but I've shot a lot of different videos of performances I saw all day, and I've been putting those up in the blog post, a little 1 minute, give you flavor of Perry Grip.
That's key.
That's key. And I shot some of the, a little bit of the stuff at the Alex Chilton, and I'll put that in a blog post as soon as I can.
And when we get back to Washington, D.C., we immediately start celebrating some new discoveries.
And Joanna Newsom live in concert Tuesday night.
Yeah, right when we get back.
Yeah.
So, if we're doing like, you know, one of those, not a Rorschach test, what is it, weird flashcard tests or whatever, like, you don't have any time to think about it. If I just said, number one highlight, what's the first thing you think of when you think of this time, South by Southwest? Stephen Thompson.
You know,
you've wasted too much of my time.
All right.
Bob Boylan, go.
You know, oddly, it was the Brooklyn Rider.
Okay.
And Brooklyn Rider for a couple of quick reasons.
For several good reasons,
which was, they were astonishing musicians. We sort of knew that. But the reaction of music lovers that day, many of whom were folks who came there because they knew NPR, because it was an NPR showcase, it just reinvigorated and that notion in me that, you know, we have the best listeners and they're really smart listeners and people willing to stretch and you just got to give them a chance.
Watching people who had no idea who they were and would never have probably gone to a concert by that band just freaking out at how great they were between songs, that was a huge highlight for me. That's a really good choice. I would also say, I know I've already said this in this podcast, I just love Y Oak, man. I could see Y Oak every night.
And I didn't see them at all.
And neither did I. Now, but you're making me want to go back.
I just think...
You want to look at the schedule, see if they're still playing?
Yeah, they might still be playing.
It's only three or four.
It could be in their hotel here. You could knock on their door.
Hello?
I was thinking, you know, because they live in Baltimore, I was thinking about trying to hire them to play at my Super Bowl party.
I'm
and
sure
Robin Hilton.
Sharon Van Etten.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely just made my... it just warmed my heart in a way that it has not been warmed in low many years.
Keep in mind that Robin was recently married. but seeing finally something has made him feel...
I have a reputation around the office for being the cold-hearted, unemotional, don't greet the public, yada, 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 yada. And...
You're just the biggest baby in the world.
The truth is,
though,
I am the biggest baby in the world, and Sharon Van Etten, that voice,
and
man.
You videotaped her.
Yes.
That was
nice
the oddest. You know,
we're not going to critique my video shooting skills.
Well, I just want to say this one thing about your video skills, which is that no one else would have set the camera up that way, right? But that said, there was something really that totally worked about
it. I want to tell you what Bob said to me when we watched that video together. And he said, so odd, so odd. You know what? I'm going to decide it's brilliant. It's genius.
Well, I want you to know that I spent hours setting up that shot.
Figuring out how to plug
the camera. Beautiful space,
in
and he puts her in a closet. No. What'd you say? What, broom closet?
Yeah, it was just the most nondescript place in the historic Driscoll Hotel.
Anyway, I want everyone to discover the singer.
You can find that video online.
You can find that video on our blog, and we're going to do more with her. She's just amazing, and she was just incredibly gracious. On top of everything else.
Wow, this is really something.
We have to wait another year for this. Oh, man.
We can have our own South by at my house later on this week if you want.
It'll just be Rob. In lieu of music, it'll just be Robin yelling.
I'll just keep going from room to room. Sorry, I've been on the couch too long.
Not many rooms in my DC,
DC condo.
Well, it's been fun, everybody. One big hug.
You want to hug it out?
Hug it out.
Carrie, we miss you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't ever do this again, Carrie. Yeah. You got to
stay.
Saturday night. How did she miss the big star thing?
You know, I think less of her.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know.
She's dead to me.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Let's just sit for a minute and just listen to the sound of where we are. Because we've got some great music or something going on here.
Mustang.
Oh, see, totally.